5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at me.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Hey!
Well, hello, America and beyond the fruited plain. I'm so delighted to be sitting behind the beautiful Wendy Bell Radio mic today. So much to talk about. Welcome home, your source of common sense conservative values. It is a war, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in, a true revolution, a civil war, if you will, of morality, of right versus wrong, of sanity versus insanity, of good over evil. And I'm sorry, but we're going to win. We are absolutely going to win. Today's show is going to have a more international flair for you. If the phone lines and Brock works his magic, we're going to have a very special guest at the midway point of today's program. We're going to be going live to Sweden. You know, there are international things going on that have a ripple effect here in the United States, and we're going to be talking to a special gentleman who is a common sense, conservative, truth-telling, freedom-loving gentleman from Sweden. And we're going to have him on the show. I follow him on Twitter. I finally bit the bullet and said, you know what? You got to come on my show. I love what you do. He's going to talk to us about what's going on in the Netherlands. He's going to talk to us what's going on with this whole currency issue, with the banking collapse. It's all by design, my friends. And Oscar Blue, Wendy Bell Radio Network correspondent from Mexico, breaking news south of the border, right at the border of Juarez, Mexico, and El Paso. We're going to dial in Oscar and get you all of those details. This is your one-stop shop, my friends. Welcome aboard. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. You know, that under God thing, under God, is a very basic tenet of American philosophy. And it has been steadily and surgically carved out of our lives, out of our families, out of our communities, out of our schools. And we are getting a net result of chaos, of evil, of left-wing extremism, of violence. Make no mistake, that's exactly what happened yesterday. This isn't a gun problem, ladies and gentlemen. We have a mental health catastrophe in this country by design, created by, fomented by, the flames fanned by your Democratic, Marxist, Socialist, Communist Party. It is by design. This is the strategy. And for those of us who love America, who love our children, the pushback is real, it is on, and it is a fight every single day. And what an inconvenient truth for all of the people out there. So quickly, Karine Jean-Pierre, the most diverse press secretary in American history, coming out within an hour or two of this tragic shooting in Nashville, which can only be diagnosed as the result of mental illness. Anybody who thinks it's okay, reasonable, to go into a crowd of people and hose them down, whether it be with their car or with a firearm or with a virus concocted in a lab, is evil, is the height of darkness, is mental illness incarnate. Gloves off, I'm done. And this laundry list of losers on the left who continue beating the drum of gun control. We are so beyond you. We have left you in the wake of reality to snivel and to be outraged victims, ne'er-do-wells who advocate violence and excuse the offenders. Done. Should anybody die at the hands of someone else who's a lunatic? Absolutely not. Is that what happened yesterday? Yes. And what an inconvenient truth that it was a chick going through transgender hormone therapy to become a dude. Transgenderism is a mental illness. I'm sorry, but I'm not. There's a reason this isn't happening where people are struggling to eat. It is a first world problem created by lunatics who want to destroy America. Point blank. So what an inconvenient idea that we have here now. A laundry list of transgender folks going haywire, arming themselves, and taking out others. You know, we do have this mental health crisis in America. All you have to do is look at John Fetterman. Dude has missed 80% of his roll call votes in the Senate since checking him in for depression, but we're supposed to fall over ourselves and champion him. Oh, what a leader. What a hero. What a man. I stand by my idea that I dropped months ago. John Fetterman is a product of Democrat, leftist, Marxist, communist, socialist grooming. Period. Anybody who wants to say to a child as young as 12 or younger, and some of these wacky children's hospitals, hi Pittsburgh, hi Philadelphia, you dark monsters, trying to normalize hysterectomies and mastectomies for perfectly reasonably healthy young people, you are despicable human beings. As you can tell, I'm not playing. So what happened 4 days ago? Republicans in the House of Representatives passed a parental rights law. It's going to get stonewalled in the Senate, where obviously your Democrats control lunacy. Every single House Democrat voted against it. And morons like Hakeem Jeffries stood up to wax poetic against it. This is a figment of the extreme MAGA Republicans. They want to ban books and censor librarians. Hey man, guilty as charged. Because I don't know about you, but I don't think kindergartners need to know about pornography. You sick, twisted, maniacal, dangerous human beings. And if that means hamstringing a librarian activist from putting in, you know, genderqueer or whatever wacky titles they want to put in that depict homosexuality, oral sex, and other things, I'm all for it. If that makes me a MAGA extremist, where's my flag? Because I will walk around with it every day of my life. These are the people who want to tell you, hey, it's all right. You didn't want that baby and you waited until week 38. That's fine. We got a plan for that. Because that makes logical sense. These are the people who think it's perfectly reasonable to firebomb a pregnancy center, to terrorize people at a church. Reasonable. And then they hide behind the whole of the parental rights bill. Hakeem Jeffries had the audacity to say it was going to put LGBTQ students in danger. Of what? Making schools be transparent about what the hell they're teaching our kids puts trans kids in jeopardy, Hakeem, you feckless hack. And Chuck Schumer, you and your hair plugs, retire. You are awful and you've sucked for far too long. Move along, you dangerous twit. We're not buying what you're selling. And what you're selling is extreme violence, hate, sectionalism, a fracturing of our country, a chasm, a divide into which our children are falling. Oh. And your answer, intervene. Weed out the parents who love their children more than anything else. Weed out God. Weed out traditional family values. Excise the cancer, which would be you. And what do you have to show for yourselves? You leftists, you activists, you victims. You have a generation of kids with multicolored hair who believe it's okay to go shoot and kill other people because they don't fit in. You advocate hormone scrambling treatments. You advocate the surgical removal of parts of the body, and you want to tell us that we're extreme? How dare you, you hacks? And now your chickens have come home to roost. A 28-year-old woman going through hormone replacement, whatever the hell she was on. The effects of mental illness. It's not the guns, ladies and gentlemen. I don't need to tell you that. It's not the guns. It's liberalism. It's a disease. And this is what you get for it. You have a generation of children who feel like they don't fit in, who suffer from rampant depression, who have suicidal thoughts, who've tried and have committed suicide, and it all goes back to one party. You own this, Democrats. Congratulations. I will systematically, methodically, and surgically turn around every single one of your arguments, pointing fingers elsewhere, to come back to you. Because this is on you. There is something that is very effective in the weight loss world, ladies and gentlemen. It's called semaglutide. You might know the name Ozempic. Semaglutide is the medication. It is an injection. It is a weekly injection that you really can't find anywhere that does tremendous work on curbing the appetite. And people who have struggled for years with weight loss have found tremendous benefits. They just can't find this anywhere. Do you know who has that? Who can safely administer semaglutide as a part of his medical weight loss treatment is Dr. Darren Dubiak at Body by AIM 360. He has it. You can become a patient and try it and see if you too can benefit from semaglutide. Beyond that, I have this wonderful testimonial, and I want to read this to you from Bill. Bill says, I started my weight loss program 60 days ago. Since starting, I've lost 39.7 pounds. Who's counting, right? I've increased my energy level and overall feel so much better. I had my blood work redone after about 50 days on the program when Dr. Dubiak and I met to go over the results. I was amazed. I've never been hungry on the program. I'm busy on my job. I'm on the road a lot. But this program is easy to do once you get the start of it, and it gets easier and easier. Try it. It works. Bodybyaim360.com. Call, ask about Ozempic semaglutide, 412-227-9255, and consider joining the Body by AIM 360 family. All right. When we come back, I want you to hear the immediate knee-jerk reaction of the White House, a la Karine Jean-Pierre, what she had to say about the tragedy in Nashville as six more lives needlessly taken. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. So we have a generation of young people who've been taught to hate themselves, question everything. Question how you're born, who you are. Are you this? Are you that? Then use stupid things that don't move the needle, like pronouns, to be triggered over. Use that as just some reason to be outraged. Then we're going to give you some pills. It's going to completely and irrevocably change your whole world. It's going to scramble your brain, right? It's going to be irreversible. And then you'll be, what, hating everybody else, hating your family, hating your country? That's where we are. You guys see the poll? Support for traditional American values and patriotism declines. By design. This stuff starts at home, ladies and gentlemen. It stops at home. There's a reason homeschooling is off the charts. try to tell me this. If your kids are not involved in school, how much of this garbage affects them? When they're at home with you and you're teaching them, they're raised with the values of God, of country, of support of each other, of hard work, of expectation, of dreaming of American exceptionalism, of the founding, of history. How many of them want to go transition to be something else? They don't. There's a reason. Karine Jean-Pierre, quoting Rahm Emanuel, never let a good emergency, a crisis go to waste, decides to hop on the least glib, least effective, least talented orator perhaps in modern time, decides to hit the mic to try to excoriate, you know, guns and people who like guns and Republicans and push gun control because, you know, if we had more gun control, this young lady who was transitioning to become a dude probably wouldn't have gotten guns, factually incorrect. Let's hear the genius from this woman.
The heartbreaking news of another shooting of innocent school children, this time in Nashville, Tennessee. The president has been briefed on the situation, and our team is in contact with DOJ and local officials about what is known so far. We want to express the president's appreciation for the first responders and prayers for all the families affected by this shooting. While we don't know yet all the details in this latest tragic shooting, we know that too often our schools and communities are being devastated by gun violence. Schools should be safe spaces for our kids to grow and learn, and for our educators to teach. As you all know, President Biden has taken more action than any president in history on gun safety.
Oh, gosh.
For nearly two dozen actions, including the executive order he just signed last month.
How's that working?
Or this month, pardon me, to the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act legislation he signed into law after the tragedies in Uvalde and Buffalo. He also believes it's not enough. We must do more.
More.
And he wants Congress to act.
Take away guns.
Enough is enough. In his State of the Union, the president called on Congress to do something to stop the epidemic of gun violence, tearing families apart, tearing communities apart. Mm. How many more children have to be murdered before Republicans in Congress will step up and act to pass the assault weapons ban?
That's enough. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get a gun, you're going to get a gun. I don't care how hard you make it. Look at Chicago. Look at Los Angeles. Two states, Illinois, California, wickedly restrictive gun laws. It's amazing that shootings there, particularly among blue Democrat-run towns, are through the roof. Well, what about we just take away all guns? Well, let's look at the UK. Let's look at the stabbing data from London. Through the roof. Why? Because people who want to hurt people will find whatever mechanism, if it's a baseball bat, whether it's a knife, whether it's a box cutter, whether it's a tool from your fireplace. If somebody wants to hurt you, they will hurt you. This is the same ineffective song and dance that we've had for 50 years. It's not the gun, Karine. It's called mental illness, which is fostered by left-wing radical extreme policies. And how dare you talk about our schools needing to be safe spaces? Then get porn out. Get activist LGBTQ people out who want to pray to the rainbow flag and not to the American flag. How dare you? Yeah, you think I'm fired up now. It's a shame this transgender thing, the violence. This is just one of a laundry list. The inconvenient truth these clowns don't want to talk about. We will next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Well, what's on my mind is a very disturbing trend. Welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Far left terrorist attacks at the hands of transgender individuals. This is not just a one or two kind of thing. And it was an act of domestic extremism. It was a hate crime yesterday. Why did the media not call it what it is? We've been browbeaten for 2 years about January 6th. about extreme right-wing MAGA Republicans. Really? Did they show up at the Capitol with guns and mow people down? That's right, they didn't. But your folks that you champion on the left, who need therapy big time, are losing it. Is anybody surprised? You pump enough people with enough garbage for a long enough time, you fan those flames? Time bomb. Anderson Lee Eldrick, last November, shot up a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, identified as non-binary, and used they, them pronouns, charged with murder and hate crimes. Non-binary, they, them. Huh. Interesting. Crazy person. Devin Erickson, who identified as a trans man, shot up a Denver high school in 2020, killing one, wounding eight, serving life in prison. Mental illness. Snosha Mosley, a woman transitioning to be a man, working as a Rite Aid employee in Aberdeen, Maryland, shot seven people, killed three, before turning the gun on herself. Mental illness. Audrey Hale, 28-year-old woman transitioning to become a man, yesterday shoots and kills six at a Christian elementary school in Nashville. It was premeditated. It was calculated. It was perpetrated by legally purchased firearms, at least a couple of them. Don't let that get in the way of the left's talking points, that it's guns that kill people, not crazy people. It's not the individual. It's not the lunatic who thinks it's okay to go mow down a bunch of strangers with a car, with chemicals, with a virus, or with a firearm. It's never the individual's fault, particularly when that individual identifies as one of the protected classes.
And where's the outrage for the hate crime? She specifically went after Christians. Where's the hate crime in this?
Well, let's ask Terry Moran, ABC News. I think this will get you a little hot under the collar. I personally don't watch the news, but I do troll them after the fact. This is very interesting. Mr. Moran, in his penchant to carry the water for the liberal lunatic left fringe, is going to, yes, talk about, oh, what a tragedy, and then pin said tragedy on Tennessee passing laws that ban lunacy. Listen.
All right, that is Police Chief John Drake of Nashville, who is briefing reporters on the deadly grade school shooting in Nashville at the Covenant School there this morning. The police confirming six dead, three children, one 8 years old, two 9 years old, and three adults, including Catherine Kuntz, who is the head of the Covenant School. The police chief also said that the shooter has been identified as 28-year-old female Audrey Hale. He said she's a former student of the school and confirmed that Audrey Hale was identified herself as a transgender person. The state of Tennessee earlier this month passed and the governor signed a bill that banned transgender medical care for minors, as well as a law that prohibited adult entertainment, including male and female impersonators, after a series of drag show controversies in that state.
Well, that's an interesting little tidbit to throw in there, Terry, because I think most reasonable individuals would say right on to those Texas measure or Tennessee measures. And by the way, Audrey Hale was 28. So nice try trying to carry her water. Only to be outdone by MSNBC's Joy Reid. Why blame the individual when you can blame everything under the sun? Let's listen.
And Michelle, you know, this is coming at a time when the First and Second Amendments are in a real tension, right? Not real tension among the public. I mean, like, it's like an 80-20 issue. Even gun owners overwhelmingly want stronger gun laws. It's just, you know, as Shannon said, the gun lobby and the politicians they own that are refusing to let it happen. But you have this in the state of Tennessee, which, you know, ironically is the Scopes monkey trial state, right, where they used to have a law against teaching evolution in public high schools, in public schools. They now are racing to enact these First Amendment limiting laws to limit things like drag shows. You have rampant book banning. I think Tennessee might be the most aggressive book banning state, even more so than Florida. And so they're essentially saying it's too dangerous to allow children to be exposed to a drag show. A drag queen isn't as dangerous to children. These books are dangerous to children. But when it comes to guns, they're like, no, put more guns where children are. It is an irony that's hard to get away from during this time of moral panic over books, history, and drag shows.
And I fear that the identity of the murderer here is only going to reinforce that. I mean, this is, you know...
Oh, boy. Hey, Joy, do you have kids? I don't know the answer to that. Does Joy have any children? Let's just presume for a moment that she does. Because you want to normalize deviance. Look, I don't care about drag shows in adult venues. I don't care about that. But it's never enough with you on the left. You need more. You need to push it more. You need to push every single limit. Every single basic tenet of human decency and normality, you have to twist and pervert. Can you honestly give me a reason why a toddler or an elementary school student should see a man dressed up as a woman? Do you know what drag is? It is a mocking of feminine culture. It is an over-the-top expression. Women don't wear their hair like that. Women don't dress like that. Women don't wear makeup like that. Women don't go out and gyrate their body parts like that. Women don't get on the floor, spread their legs, bend over and shake their backside like that. It is a mockery of the basic idea of femininity. And you think that belongs in school, Joy? You think that belongs in our society for children? Then you must also believe that pedophilia is normal. It's perfectly reasonable for an adult to lust after a child and to want to have sexual relations with a child. If that's normal to you and you want to normalize pedophilia and create a name, MAPS, minor attracted people, which is what the left has pushed out of, you know, inclusion and equity. We don't want to discriminate against psycho sick people, right? We need to create this bubble of normalcy with it. Let's put Joy Reid's children in a room with a minor attracted person and all go out and grab a bite to eat. Would she be comfortable with that? You should be. You advocated on television. And then to invoke the Scopes monkey trial in this conversation, you race-baiting hack. There are only so many cards you can play, Joy, because you have no talent. You are completely conflicted. You're tragic. There was a young lady with extreme mental illness. Where's that conversation, Joy? Did you want to have a conversation about the hormones that she's taking, which we know, testosterone, and you're about to hear an audio soundbite about it, does terrible things to the mind? Why don't we have a realistic scientific conversation about that, Joy? You want to just beat the drum of race and LGBTQ and anything else preferred that you want extra attention to play the victim card? Meanwhile, six individuals are dead. Where's the conversation about the young lady's manifesto? Where's the conversation about how possibly nobody, even though she had spoken about it, nobody raised any alarms? Where was her family? What happened in her childhood? What do we know? Well, we don't need to get into those nuanced discussions because we have other whipping boys we can massacre right now, and it's guns. Joy, unfortunately, you are feckless. I want to put up an overlay here. This is a tweet. This is a guy who is the science reporter for many liberal publications, including The Guardian, New York Times, Washington Post, The Atlantic, NBC News. His name is Benjamin Ryan. He decided to take this leftist garbage one step further to blame The Daily Wire. For this. This is the tweet. NBC has ID'd the Nashville school shooter as Audrey Hale, 28, who identifies as transgender and had no previous criminal record. Nashville is home to The Daily Wire, a hub of anti-trans activity by Matt Walsh, Ben Shapiro, and Michael Knowles. Blowback over that incendiary, despicable tweet was so swift and so devastating, Mr. Ryan had to take the tweet down. How dare you? You're going to try to blame people who say transgenderism is a mental issue and needs to be eradicated? You think that's offensive? Well, we find it offensive what you're doing to children, Mr. Ryan. Then there's this. This should make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside while the FBI is out sniffing around pro-life advocates and activists, people who love God and the church. The trans community is calling for something utterly scary, a trans day of vengeance. Oh, goody, it's coming up on April 1st at 11 o'clock. Assemble at SCOTUS. Wear a mask. Virtue signaling. Bring a buddy. Trans Day of Vengeance. What the hell is that? And where is your Department of Justice? That seems like domestic extremism to me. But no, no, no. Let's go to Mark Houck's Pennsylvania home in a pre-dawn raid where he, his wife, and seven children are sleeping and create a giant show to create the illusion that it's actually people who love God, who love their families, and who love America, who are the danger. That is why I have such ire for everyone left of center. That is on those folks. We are on a much different side. It's called reason, rationale, what is right, and we won't back down. Not for a minute. I like hearing people who reach out to me via email and say, you know what, I've listened to you enough talk about the Simcovich Concussion Institute. You know, I didn't believe it when I heard you say that it doesn't matter how long ago a person suffers a traumatic brain injury or a concussion because the effects linger forever. But that Dr. Simcovich, because this is what he does, he's developed a revolutionary treatment that doesn't involve surgery and doesn't involve drugs, which can reverse those effects and get people's brains back on track, which means life joy, which means control, which means happiness again. And it's a phone call away. I don't know if today will be your day to hear and to call. It might be tomorrow. But if it is today, this is the number, 412-366-3700, SimcovichConcussionInstitute.com. So, a new poll shows trans acceptance has gone too far. No kidding. Folks, we're on crazy train, and this crap's got to end ASAP, or more of this jazz is going to happen. I've got that poll and the soundbite of a Utah pediatric endocrinologist who says the quiet part out loud. Ought we be surprised at people taking testosterone as we assume this shooter yesterday was taking? Go bonkers? Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. All right, so I want to get this sound. This is Utah Dr. Nicole Mihalopoulos. I don't care because I want you to hear what she has to say. So here she is at the University of Utah. She's involved with their medical center. She's a pediatric endocrinologist, all right? And she's talking to students She's not mic'd, so it's not the greatest, crispest audio, but you're going to be able to hear what she's talking about. She's talking about this whole and normalizing it as though, yes, I've got my check. I've got my board here, and I'm going to check off some things that we're going to talk about as though they're totally normal, that people believe they can be something else, and we can scramble them inside with all these drugs. And she's going to talk about the effects of testosterone. It's kind of weird. A lot of people don't do well with it. Let's hear.
And the testosterone can make people feel agitated sometimes and more irritable and sometimes cause those impulsive reactions, which we don't want to see. So if we think about any teenage boy, cis or trans, and especially that 15 to 24-year-old range, their rate of suicide attempts is very, very high. Because they act impulsively
because of testosterone. That's so shocking. I had no idea. You're going to inject something into somebody that they don't normally have and things can go a little haywire? What? And the rates of suicide are higher? What? But let's blame the guns. It's the guns' fault. It's MAGA's fault. It's the unvaccinated's fault. Really? I mean, at what point does the left just look in the mirror and say, God, we suck. Every day, we suck so bad. There's not a darn thing that we do that doesn't suck. I would ask that very question. But I live in Realville, and these people do not. Poll. Americans say acceptance of transgenderism has gone too far. Get out. Really? The thing that's shocking to me is that it's not everybody. A growing share of Americans say acceptance of transgenderism has gone too far, and a majority reject using the gender-neutral pronouns they, them. If you want to say they, them, I want to punch you. I'll just tell you that. A new Wall Street Journal NORC poll found. Out of 1,019 people polled between March 1st and 13th, 43% say American society has gone, quote, too far accepting people who are transgender. Just 43%? What? A third say society has not gone far enough. Oh, God, help us all. And 23% say society is about right. So if we add up that 33 and more than half of people think this is hunky-dory or not extreme enough. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a problem. Let's break it down. Republicans, shocking, are far more likely to say society has gone too far in accepting transgenderism than Democrats. 75% of Republicans versus 15% of Democrats. Nearly half of independents, 47%, agree with Republicans. The share of Americans who say acceptance of transgender people has gone too far is higher than when NBC News separately polled on the topic in 2022. Yeah, because we're on crazy train. The poll found that 33% of Americans thought we've gone too far in accepting transgender people. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't need to take a poll. I can tell you, we can look at the results. We can see how the trans community is doing. Are these happy people who are lovely to have in the workplace? Are these the fun contributors on college campuses who move the needle and push people forward? Are these people breaking glass ceilings and dreaming and achieving? Are they happy leaders? Are these the voices of America's future? No, they're miserable, angry, dark, oftentimes move to riot, to deface, to fight, to scream, to harass, to sue. You kidding me? Only 43% think it's gone too far. Oh boy. Don't go anywhere, because coming up, there was somebody who showed up at the Nashville shooting. It was amazing. We've got the audio soundbite and who she is next on the Wendy Bell Radio program.